My name's Justin Time. Today I'm going to talk about violence against men by women. Violence against men by women is definitely not taken seriously, and it's a problem that is not really recognised by many. It's not even recognised as a problem. And there are several reasons for that. To a certain extent, one of the issues is that men are their own worst enemy, in the fact that they won't report what they are going through. They won't report violence perpetrated by women against them. One of the reasons, of course, is the shame attached to it, the stigma of a man being too weak to defend himself, or being weaker than a woman. I mean, there's definitely that is a major factor. But why can't men defend themselves against an aggressive woman? Well, of course, not every man is bigger and stronger than every woman, so there's a physical factor, but I would say that's a minority of cases. I think there's an installed chivalry in men from an early age, that they are supposed to protect women, and that women are the weaker sex. We must never hit women. We must never hit girls. When we're boys, we must never hit girls. Even if they hit us, we mustn't hit them back. So I think that's a cultural trait, that men are adverse to any form of physical violence, even if it means self-defense. I think that's a big issue. But there's also another major problem. I mean, whether that's a problem or not depends on whether the man becomes the victim of, or becomes injured or seriously hurt from the violence. I mean, if a man can defend himself and adequately defend himself against attack by a woman, then he should be allowed to do so. But this is a big problem. The problem is there are laws, the attitude of the judiciary or the police, that is really that if a man defends himself against violence by a woman, he's often then seen as the perpetrator of that violence, regardless of any evidence, regardless of often a lack of evidence or a lack of witnesses. In the case of no witnesses and no evidence, the benefit of the doubt always goes with the woman. And if a woman makes a claim that a man has attacked her, men are invariably arrested, apprehended, jailed. And depending on where you live in the world, depends on whether you get any fair trial or whether there is any attempt to investigate and prove the allegations with evidence. And we all know that when a woman claims domestic violence, or not only domestic violence, I mean, I'm not keen on the term domestic violence, because violence is violence regardless of who perpetrates it, who is the victim, what form it takes. Violence is violence. It's just a case of somebody physically harming another person. There are all these pseudo-progressive definitions of violence now, some of them absolutely absurd and in the realm of utter insanity, that violence can actually be more than physical attack. And that needs to stop, because that, as I said, is insanity. It's dangerous for a society. It's taking society in the wrong direction. It is not progressive whatsoever. It is actually taking us in a direction that is very hindering for society's progress in reality. So one of the big issues is that men are not really allowed to defend themselves against a violent woman, and that women know this, and women know that they can get away with it. Now, if I take the example of something that happened to me, my ex-wife called the... I wasn't even inside the house with her. I was outside. She locked me out. She phoned the police. She locked me out, and I banged on the door. I mean, I didn't want to damage the house. I'm not a crazy, violent person who wants to damage my own house. So I just banged on the door. The doors were large glass doors, so I suppose banging on large glass doors, they're very strong, of course. They're security, safety glass. Anyway, banged on the doors, and also the doors have insulation. All the doors and windows had very effective insulation against sound and weather. So, of course, I shouted through the door to let me in, but not aggressively, just so I could be heard. And she was having some kind of, some kind of mental breakdown, emotional breakdown. I'm not really sure what was going on, but my two children were in there with her. I couldn't see them. I later found out they were in bed. Hopefully asleep. Hopefully they didn't witness what happened. But she had some kind of breakdown. She was crying. I really have no idea why it happened. She did suffer for... I don't know whether she still does, because I don't communicate with her anymore. But she did suffer from mental illness. And she seemed to be having some kind of breakdown. She called the police. She didn't call the police. She called her friend. And her friend sent her husband around to tackle me. And also, her friend must have called the police. So the police turned up just before her friend's husband, who was obviously in the mood for some... he was the white knight, the classic white knight, in no possession of any facts, not interested in the truth of the situation. He was just looking to wade in there and take out his pent-up frustrations on an innocent man who was locked out his house. And luckily the police turned up, and there was no fight between me and him. I didn't really want to get into a fight with him because he was bigger than me. And I don't know what other lies he'd believed. But he was obviously gullible, typical white knight, very gullible. And then the police turned up and forcibly removed me from my own home, which I hadn't even entered. I hadn't even got in the home. I was locked out. The doors were locked on the inside, hence I couldn't... the keys were left in the lock, so I couldn't put my key in the doors. So, you know, this kind of situation... I mean, the police... one of the police manhandled me, which is very annoying. That just antagonises things. And I was forcibly removed. As they said, you can't stay here tonight. Even though... I hadn't actually done anything. So, you know, that in that case, I mean, there are other stories I could tell you, but I hadn't done anything just because my ex-wife was having a mental breakdown and perceived some violent threat from me, her husband, the only person in the world really that she could trust and who took care of her, who had any care for her and our children whatsoever. I was forcibly removed. And there we are. You know, it's wrong. Men are under attack, and it's wrong.